Maybe star when the wife. X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Hour 3 on a Friday. Good morning to all of you. It is the 16th day of April 2021. From Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit, all over the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer's Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Danica Halen is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Of course, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Good morning to Cody Thompson, the Toledo Rockets alum. He has the NCAA record for the shortest punt return for a touchdown in college football history. Literally caught the ball off the punter's foot at like the half-inch line and ran it in. He's dialed in this morning. Played a little war zone the other night together. Got a dub. Did it for Cody Thompson, currently with the Seattle Seahawks right now. But wonderful, wonderful human being. Practice squad there with Seattle.
You were getting carried the other day. That's for sure.
Who was getting carried?
You.
When? Put the team on my back. I'm a soldier. I'm like Kellen Winslow. No, I'm not like Kellen Winslow.
Yeah, don't say that.
He's a psycho.
Yikes.
He's a psycho. I could see the post-game presser. Yeah, senior. Kellen Winslow senior, but he didn't say the I'm a soldier thing. Kellen Winslow junior, an embarrassment to the family. Ugh. Swim with the fishes. Welcome back, though. Great to have you with us. Good morning to Cody. I'm still debating on one of the texts that we got. You can text any of your sports thoughts. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000 or dial us up, Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. If you had one chance to call a game, it would be a Lions playoff game, a Pistons playoff game, or a Michigan football game. Dan Miller, when we talk about underrated guys, Dan Miller is, we are fortunate. We are blessed. You should be thankful for Dan Miller. His work with the Detroit Lions radio network is second to none in the country. You can call me a homer for it. I don't care. Dan Miller is one of the most professional and greatest sounding broadcasters in sports history, and you can't tell me any different.
Yeah, you can. It's hard to explain, but you can kind of just hear his calls in your head without really thinking about it. Maybe it's because we watch a lot of Lions highlights, but it's just kind of in your head the way he calls a game.
Yes,
it's just different than anybody. The way he kind of structures a sentence is great for radio. It's great for football. It just sounds perfect.
It's a great listen. It is a great listen. Stafford looks, sets, throws deep. Kenny Galladay, oh, you're a freak. That's one of my favorite calls ever. The Kenny Galladay, you're a freak one by Kenny G. You know, but Dan Miller is, so I wouldn't do a playoff game because I'd want Dan Miller there. The Michigan football game or the Pistons playoff game, that would be, I would do either one of those. Either one. It'd toss up. Whatever you need me to do, I'll show up. I'll be there. Just give me a call. It's time baseball wakes up and honors Hank Aaron Day. Should Henry Hammer and Hank Aaron, should he have his own day like Jackie Robinson? I don't mind.
You could have a Roberto Clemente day as well.
Yeah, you could. That guy, Roberto Clemente.
There's a Roberto Clemente day. But they don't all wear his jersey, the number. Was he 20, right. 21?
Yeah.
21.
But yeah,
Rican that doesn't have a Pittsburgh Pirates Clemente jersey. All of them do. Everybody that's from the island has one. At least one per family.
It should be issued at birth. Like, instead of a blanket, you're swaddled in. You're swaddled in a Roberto Clemente jersey.
He meant that much to an entire nation that kids born today hear about Roberto Clemente as if he's Jordan. He is Jordan. Like, that's the best comparison I can come up with to Puerto Ricans.
Except for he's a good human. He was a good human.
Will you stop knocking Michael Jordan? What made Jordan a bad human? Guy like to gamble?
He never said bad human. He just said Roberto was better.
I mean, the guy died on a mission trip, Anthony. I don't think MJ ever went on too many. Maybe he went on some mission trips with the Olympic team, but yeah.
To resurrect USA basketball. I loved that Jordan documentary. I did. I absolutely loved it. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now across the world of sports in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
Nah, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
I got a question about my coffee cup the other day. My coffee cup, this one here, is from Tom's Mom's Cookies in Petoskey. So if you're interested, great cookies. Small little spot. About my wingspan in width. Great cookies, though. You're into cookies.
How do they even fit like Petoskey, an oven in there?
I have no idea. Small little place, though. But the perfect, perfect mom and pop. Two Detroit teams in action last night. The Red Wings beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-1. Verona scored his first goal in the winged wheel sweater, so congratulations to him getting that proverbial monkey off the back. A good game all around against the Chicago team that's fighting for a playoff berth, and the Wings kind of got their number. The Detroit Tigers traveled to Oakland for their first of four against the A's. Late one last night, 9:37, first pitch. My goodness, tough to stay up for that one. 8-4. The Tigers just did not look good. They walked 12 batters in the game. They prolonged Dan's evening at work. That was not good either. I was thinking about you, Dan. Brutal there. Skubal lasted four innings, gave up two hits, two runs, one of which was earned. He walked four, struck out five. Through 88 pitches, but Buck Farmer, Jimenez, Lang, and Alexander came in to close things out, and they did everything but close out that game. So, tough night for the bullpen. Pass rusher Alden Smith has signed with the Seattle Seahawks. You remember Alden Smith? He's been suspended a handful of times. The 31-year-old he's joining up with the Seahawks, re-signing Carlos Dunlap, Benson Mayoa. Kerry Hyder is going to be there. So they're loaded up on that front there in Seattle, and the question is, can they keep Russell Wilson upright? The Atlanta Falcons have signed an all-purpose player in Cordell Patterson, so that's good news there for the Atlanta Falcons, who, if you looked at Cordell Patterson's numbers in comparison to Devin Hester, they're actually better.
How many wide receivers they need down there?
They need a lot. Hey, you know, redraft, get Tack McKinley off the board there in Atlanta. They just I don't know why they can't figure it out, but that's a tough division. Once Tampa Tom went to town, that's a whole new world down there. Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to hold an April ceremony for the 9 posthumous inductees. So for those that the ceremonies for the class of 2020 and the centennial class that were canceled last year due to COVID-19, so they're going to have a special ceremony for those guys. So I think that's a good move on their end. The LA Lakers' Anthony Davis is cleared for full contact practice nearing his return. How about Marc Gasol getting some minutes? Andre Drummond is down. You talk about how many guys do you need. You got Andre Drummond, whatever. Marc Gasol, sure. And Anthony Davis, all on the same team. Like,
you can't
God.
Say whatever to Andre Drummond. Say sure to Marc Gasol.
I could say whatever I want.
Because Marc Gasol is just old.
Marc Gasol getting buckets last night, shooting the three. He's not the grindhouse Memphis Grizzlies, Marc Gasol, but
yeah, he was a defensive player of the year, I think.
No, I'm not saying Marc Gasol's not a great or not has been a great player. I'm just saying right
current
now.
Current status, right.
He is a whatever type of player on your team.
Whatever type of player can step out and hit a shot from outside of 3 feet. Michael Jordan's going to present the late Kobe Bryant at the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. And the Brooklyn Nets, they got some news there as well. Center LaMarcus Aldridge has abruptly retired due to a health scare with an irregular heartbeat. We'll step aside back with more X's and Bros Best Bets next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or Thunder. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more, especially when it comes to baseball. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use SHEPBET100 as the code to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or Thunder to hit a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
As an older player, I say that respectfully.
And he's just 32.
I was going to say 32 years old.
Yeah. Here comes DeBrincat slicing through. Penalty over. Out of the box and wide open. In the clear, we're on it, he scores! What a way to join the Red Wings! Serving at too many men on the ice! He puts the Red Wings in front, 2-1!
You know, when I was a kid, they'd have called that a two-line pass. And it brought that puck right back. When I was a kid. Thank God the two-line pass is out. That was the worst. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. It's hour number three on a Friday. Great to have you riding along with us. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. And every Friday at this time, we get together to put our gambling minds to the test, and we pick a whole bunch of randomness, right? Ryan puts together these crazy bets, and we do it every Friday at this time in our TwinSpires Best Bets. And Ryan, good morning to you, my man. Are you ready?
Good morning. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I feel slightly unprepared, but that's been the entire day today, so I'm okay.
Do you want to know how you did last week?
I would love to know how I did last week. And if I was able to
you and Daniel
my streak.
Had the same record.
Oh, that's not good.
You were both 4-1.
4-1?
Yes.
Good job, Dan.
Dan missed our over-under on the Tigers, but hit every single golf matchup of the Masters, where you missed the missed matchup. Adam Scott and the Bryson DeChambeau bet. So, and then I went a modest 3-2. So, good week for everyone. Winning week last week for everyone. So brings the record on the year, Anthony, since you've been the host and we've been doing best bets. You are 167, 137, and 10.
Here to make money, baby.
I am 145, 158, and 10. Dan, you are 136. I believe that's a 169 and 10.
Well, can't wait to see what you have in store for us this week. It's time for the Twin Spires Best Bets of the Weekend. Fun music. All right, we're back. Here we go.
Need the air horns.
Better.
Need it. All right, game number one tonight. OKC versus the Pistons. Over under at 215.5.
215.5, you say?
Thunder?
And a half.
Oh, you...
And the Lightning.
I'm going.
I'll take the over. I'll take the over. 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 Over.
Big week for us, Dan. Big week for us, Dan. Let's go. Right. Taking the over. A lot of points.
You go high. I go low. Give me the under on that. Feeling nice, like 101-94 win.
Is that 101 points for Hamidou Diallo tonight? I think so.
Sticking with Detroit sports, Tigers versus A's tonight at 3:40 in the morning. At least that's what it's going to feel like. They're over-under set at 8.5.
It's like every MLB game.
Yeah,
like,
give me the over. Tigers are going to come out swinging after stinking it up last night. They're gonna get a full night's sleep, and they'll be ready to rock today.
I'm gonna go over as well. I'm gonna go with Dan. Even if they come out swinging, the Oakland A's will probably come out swinging too. So as long as a lot of offense tonight in our sports world.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go the over as well. Jose Urania versus Frankie Montas both had rough starts to the year.
Cantaloupes everywhere.
Feeling it's gonna be a nice game for the Sticks. Now we're gonna go in Dan's territory. For best bets, we have RBC Heritage going on right now, and we have a great second round matchup. You have Dustin Johnson versus Zoltan Zalatoris.
Zoltan.
DJ at minus 125 for the matchup, Zalatoris minus 103.
I'm going to go with Zalatoris. Let's ride the hot hand.
We're just picking them to finish higher, right?
No, just for the round today.
Oh, the round today.
Yeah,
yes. Second round. Oh, give me DJ. Absolutely. Even though Harbortown isn't, like, you know, made for long hitters, I think Zalatoris might get a little intimidated playing with DJ. That's just what I think.
Can we call him Big Z?
Big Z? No. Big Z? What about Zadrunas?
His time is over. So there's time for a new Big Z.
I think his nickname is Mr. Gilmore. I'm your caddy.
Like, I do.
That's it. That's the nickname. It's longer than his real name, but that's what I'm going to call him by. So I'm going to go with Johnson as well. With Dan going 4-0 in golf bets last week. I can't ignore that hot hand. So.
Unbelievable.
Hey, turn your music up over there, Anthony.
Yeah.
You had it cranked up. Now we can barely hear it.
How's that?
A little more.
You need a little more juice?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Friday? I'm here for it. Let's go.
Dan, give me a trap horn.
Zalatoris.
There we go. Okay. LaMarcus Aldridge, he just retired. They're having a special tribute game for him tonight. The Trailblazers versus the Spurs. So the Trailblazers are 2-point favorites on the road.
Oh, gosh. Give me Portland. Dame time. He's already calling for LaMarcus's jersey to be retired. I can't believe he's been in the league for 15 seasons. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Portland as well.
All right, we're gonna go chalk on this one. I don't think the Spurs are that good anymore. All right, now my favorite bet I get to do every week. There is college football going on right now. I like to find the biggest line of the week and present it to you. Portland State.
Oh, boy. How many points
versus
is this?
Montana. I don't know what their nickname is,
The Grizzlies, I believe.
I'm going to call them Big Red for right now. Minus 18 and a half versus Portland State.
Wow. Wow.
Remember the last college football game we picked? It was a 20 and a half point spread.
Jackson State and Eastern Illinois.
Yeah, Eastern Illinois won by 21.
I mean,
you don't think these odds makers pay attention to these guys? They do. Not so fast, my friends.
I don't know anything about either of these teams. I believe Michigan played a tournament game against Montana a couple years ago.
I think MSU did. Yeah.
Or yeah, whoever it was. Well, so I'll just go with Montana.
All right.
I don't
know. Montana for Dan.
Dan's going with the big line. This is different for you. This is a new look for you.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, and you're taking her.
A lot of people talk about PSU being Penn State University, but it's actually Portland State University. I'm going with the Portland State Timbers.
Is that what they are, the Timbers?
Portland.
That's a good guess.
Well, Portland Timbers is a soccer team, so, right?
Okay, so we have the Timbers versus Big Red. I'm pretty sure that's not their nicknames, but
Portland State's the Vikings.
Vikings, Timbers, all the same. Yeah. Vikings cut down a lot of Timbers. I'm good with it. What do you got there, Ryan?
Give me the Big Red Grizzlies in Montana, minus 18 and a half. Those are your Twin Spires best bets. New users, sign up today. Get 7 days of risk-free betting.
Yes.
Just use the code FREE1000.
A lot of moolah. We're going to step aside. We'll be back. Close things down here in hour number three. One player that could stay healthy for the rest of their career. Who would be your selection for that? With the news, LaMarcus Aldridge is now down and out for the rest of his career. He is retiring. We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros and the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of Twin Spires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Twin Spires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. Twin Spires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use Twin Spires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
This Tuesday, 420, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
Spring has sprung, and so have the savings of Meijer. Whether you're grilling up greatness or working on your yard, get to saving some extra green with deals like Meijer Family Pack Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts or Thighs, just $1.89 a pound. Scott's Naturescapes Triple Shred Mulch Bags, just $2 each when you buy five or more. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Get started now in the Meijer app. Save a little more green this spring with seasonal savings at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
Invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meijer guest line. Meijer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Will you come out tonight? Everyone's trying.
Oh, I can't go right now. We got to get this part in. Classic, Dan. This reminds me of driving down to Daytona. Those were the days. By the way, has anybody seen Gardner Minshew's mullet? Dude did a photo shoot the other day, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now, but the mullet's looking strong. It's got the racing stripes in the side. He was the perfect quarterback for Jacksonville. I mean, when you talk about North Florida, that it's Gardner Minshew. That's what North Florida is. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. It's Hour 3. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Poll question is out. Have we released our traumas of the Lions choosing a wide receiver? Would you be okay with them taking a wide receiver at the number 7 overall pick? William Hill just released their win totals, and they have Detroit at the bottom of the barrel along with the Houston Texans. At 5 wins, over or under 5 wins. Jacksonville and the New York Jets at 6. Cincinnati at 6.5. Atlanta, the New York Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles at 7. Carolina, Chicago, and Denver at 7.5. Arizona, Las Vegas, and the Washington football team at 8. Minnesota at 8.5. The LA Chargers, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, and Pittsburgh Steelers at 9. Dallas, New Orleans, and Tennessee at 9.5. Cleveland, Indy, San Fran, and Seattle all at 10. Buffalo and the L.A. Rams at 10.5, Baltimore and the Packers at 11, Tampa Bay at 11.5, and of course, Kansas City at 12. Also, reminder, 17-game season this year. So we've got to throw that out there as well. So it's a those are where the win totals are at right now for the upcoming NFL football season. Now, let's get into LaMarcus Aldridge a little bit here. Too often in times, and we saw this with the Wiseman injury, his is a meniscus issue in his right knee. He's going to miss the rest of the season, the promising young rookie in Golden State. Klay Thompson, already injured again, back-to-back seasons now, having to sit out, just terrible. Your heart breaks for him, and you wonder if he'll ever come back and be the player that he once was, right? Steph Curry started off his career with ankles that were just like wet noodles, couldn't stay healthy. And it makes you think and it makes you wonder a little bit now that the Brooklyn Nets center, LaMarcus Aldridge, has abruptly retired due to a health scare. He has an irregular heartbeat. 15 years in the league, 35 years of age. It was an irregular heartbeat during the Lakers game, and after which his condition worsened. And, you know, the next morning I told the team what was going on. They were great getting me to the hospital, though I'm better now. What I felt with my heart that night was one of the scariest things I've experienced. And Aldridge already missed the Nets' past two games with what the team called a non-COVID illness. This is tough. Damian Lillard said that he was shocked to hear the news. I think in this situation, like, this is basketball, is the least of his concerns and everybody else's concern. So I'm sure this was a tough decision for him, but I'm glad he made the decision in the best interest for him and his family. In 07, he was diagnosed with Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, an extra electrical pathway between your heart's upper and lower chambers that causes a rapid heartbeat, according to the Mayo Clinic. So he signed with the Nets March 28th after agreeing to a buyout with the Spurs. He spent the last 5.5 seasons there. 7-time All-Star, spent 9 years of his career with the Portland Trailblazers. I don't know if you could say a 15-year career was cut short, but we have lost a lot of guys due to injury. Throughout their career, promising careers in all sports that have just been cut short. Who would be on your list of maybe one guy that you would have liked to have seen without any injury whatsoever, what his career would have been like? Who's on that list for you?
Ooh. Well, the first one that came to my mind was the man I gift in our show accounts tweet. And that is Derrick Rose. He was a Piston for a short time, but those Chicago Baby Bulls with Derrick Rose, he was truly electrifying. And see how many knee injuries, torn ACLs that he had. Like, I can't imagine what would have happened for those 8 years that we pretty much lost of his career.
Yeah, that's Derrick Rose is one that immediately comes to mind. Dan, who's on your list? Could be any player in any
sport. I don't know, Anthony. I might have to say Tiger Woods, because we got to see Tiger for a long time just dominate. But I'm pretty sure, and I bet if you ask Jack, he would feel the same way, that Tiger would have easily beaten his majors record of 18 if he was healthy. He won a U.S. Open on one leg. I'm pretty sure he probably would have got 19 or 20 majors.
He won the Masters 2 years ago.
And now we don't even get Tiger even mediocre, maybe, you know, hopefully he gets to play professional golf again, even, you know, if it's just Champions Tour.
Dave, you want, go give your response on Twitter, XB Mornings. Eric sent one in. He put Mario Lemieux.
Okay.
And then
Eric, who? Is that Friday?
Eric B. Whiskey 27 Tango. It's his Twitter handle. And then Arthur's tweeting in Grant Hill, Griffey, Marcus Dupree. Who's your number one?
Anthony's going to come out of the woodworks with somebody, I feel like.
So I have three. And one is a legend that I, you know, only seen highlights of, and it's like, dude, if this guy was running like this, can you imagine him? Earl Campbell, right? The hip injury that cost Bo Jackson. And how about this one? Brandon Roy, the Portland Trail.
Oh, that's a great one. He was
Brandon
really fun.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say he was just so fun to watch. And nothing really too flashy. Dude was just a walking
just
bucket. That's just all he was.
And he played six total seasons and was a rookie of the year, a three-time NBA All-Star. Brandon Roy, when you talk about knee injuries, I mean, he had to retire at the age of 27. 27, can you imagine? And you look at where the Blazers are at. If you would have had Brandon Roy, and they're totally different now than what they were, but I don't know why I love the Trailblazers. I have no idea. I'm nowhere near Portland, but I want the Trailblazers to have success. I want Damian Lillard to have success. I want their fan base to have success. And for me, you know, because you think about Portland, Oregon, you know, what do you have? You know, Seattle's in Washington. They have the Supersonics. They have the Seahawks. They have the Timbers. You know, like the Seattle fan base, they're going to have the Kraken. My boy Everett Fitzhugh going to be on the call there, Michigan guy. Congratulations to him. First ever, I believe, African-American play-by-play broadcaster in National Hockey League history. So shout out to Everett Fitzhugh. And, you know, they've got their sports. Oregon, on the other hand, very much a college-dominated sports state, right? They have the Portland Timbers, the real Portland Timbers, right? That's what they are. MLS? I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of MLS soccer, so I can't really tell you. But for the Blazers, like if they could ever just pull it together, I don't think this year is going to be the year. But for me, Brandon Roy is one of those guys that, like, if his career could have lasted longer, what could have been for Portland? Maybe throw in former Heisman Trophy winner in top draft selection, Billy Sims. Three Pro Bowls, two All-Pro squads, Offensive Rookie of the Year, averaged 1,000 yards a season for his entire career, but in 1984 suffered that severe knee injury in his final game. I think you got to put Billy Sims, that number 20, legendary in Detroit sports history. I think you put him up there.
Yes, you go Billy Sims for the Pistons. You could say Grant Hill for the Red Wings. Konstantinov.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, is there a Tiger that we can think
Mark of? Fidrich. Another one, just for some reason I'm in the golf, my golf brain right now. Anthony Kim, I don't know if even Ryan even knows. Anthony Kim, he was on the rise. He was probably a top 10 player at the time and had a bad injury, and he took an insurance policy. He had taken an insurance policy out on himself. And basically, if there's some sort of stipulation, like, if you choose to go back and play professional golf, you have to pay the money back in a certain amount of time. So he just chose to end his golf career.
How about the two Cubs pitchers, Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor?
Well, Mark Pryor, they burned him out. Hey, go out there and just 120 pitches every 5 days. You got it.
I really think that that Detroit one, when you factor in Billy Sims, Grant Hill, and Konstantinov.
Is there anyone from Michigan, like U of M, that you can think of? Even if extended into their pro career, like great college career, just as a pro, they got hurt or it didn't work out.
Mm.
Just for MSU, I can think of a guy who had 68 catches and 13 touchdowns.
Oh. Yeah,
his name was Charles Rogers, RIP.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody from U of M comes. When you said that, nobody really pops up.
Right, and then as for college for Michigan State, I'd say Josh Langford.
Yeah. How about Eric Lindros? Would he be on your list at all?
I don't think we really liked Eric Lindros. No. You have to like the person, right, to kind of cheer for him? I don't know. Eric Lindros was not Detroit's favorite person.
Yeah, but still. I mean, he's a good player. He only played in 760 games. Is that too long of a career? Yao Ming.
I don't think some careers are too long. I just think that they were cut short. I mean, for people bring up LaMarcus Aldridge, I don't know if his career is necessarily cut short, because who knows after this year what his career really would have been. But
Marcus Lattimore, the running back out of South Carolina.
That's a good one.
Who tore his knee and then never played a pro game. One of the more graphic injuries that maybe you'd ever seen, and unfortunately still obviously dealing with this, is Ryan Shazier, Pittsburgh Steelers. Went in for a tackle. You're trying to hit a moving target, and he ends up with the hit that we qualify as a spear, which was unintentional. And I mean, that he's teaching himself how to walk again.
Do we put Tracy McGrady in this conversation?
Oh, I think T-Mac is in there. Absolutely. I think Tracy McGrady is in there. I mean, there's a list of guys who, guys like Garrison Hurst. What could have been? He tried to rehab a couple of years, and I mean, he was an absolute dog for the 49ers. Another throwback name for you. That you always wonder what could have been. Gale Sayers, I mean, that's before our time. But I think Gale Sayers is one that you could probably put up. The movie Brian's Song, I think, is the name of the film.
Yes.
That I watched as a young child. So Gale Sayers and what he meant to Chicago. But I think we got a pretty good list between Billy Sims, Grant Hill, and Vladimir Konstantinov. I mean, what could have been? But if Billy Sims stays healthy, do they draft Barry Sanders?
Oh, that was like 10 years later, wasn't it? Billy
84 to 88, right?
Yeah, but Billy Sims, that would have been like his 11th year or something, right? Wasn't he drafted 78?
I think it was I'm going to go back and look. Because I thought
I think
he was
won
drafted
the, I thought he won the 78 Heisman. I don't know.
I'll take a quick little Google search here. 1980, round one, pick one.
So it was his fifth season he got hurt?
Yeah, 1984. Did they still draft Barry though, if he's healthy? And so that's one of those like butterfly.
I mean, he would have been aging by at that point.
9-year career, so maybe they do, or maybe they go somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know. You never know.
Then maybe Barry wouldn't have worn number 20.
Oh, what would have been? Grant Hill, if Grant Hill could have stayed healthy, and you think about, but that was all part, like, and it's funny how the world works, because you wonder, like, what if Grant Hill would have stayed healthy? Well, then he's not a part of the trade, and then the, you know, Bad Boys 2 doesn't come out. You know what I'm saying? The Going to Work Pistons don't formulate.
So I'm pretty sure Will Smith and Martin Lawrence would have made Bad Boys 2 still.
I don't think so. Not if Grant Hill stays
healthy. They're coming out with another one, so.
They're coming out with a Fast and Furious 9. Can we get over it?
Dude, I saw a promo for that last night during the Lakers game. Fast and Furious 9. I'm like, what is going on here? And so the Detroit Pistons had signed and traded Grant Hill to the Magic. And that's where they got Chucky Atkins and Ben Wallace. That both ended up playing, you know, pretty significant roles for the Pistons and their title.
Speaking of another Piston that could have had a healthy career, Antonio McDice.
I loved Antonio McDice. I'm glad you brought him up, because Antonio McDice, you know who I compare, you know who I would say Antonio McDice is in today's game? Paul Millsap.
Yeah.
Just a quality power forward. He can stretch it and hit a 15-footer. He can post up. Doesn't need a whole lot. I need less needy players. I don't need guys like Kyrie taking time off, you know, for personal reasons. I don't need any of that. Drama queens. Like, just, I'm going to go to work and get buckets. And you're not going to stop me and start backing you down. Like, I loved Antonio McDice as a young person. I should call him right now. I don't have his number, but if I did, I might call him right now. Hey, Antonio, can you give me 60 seconds here to close down the show here on a Friday? It's an interesting question. This weekend coming up in sports, you have the RBC Heritage that's happening right now. Guys are going low. Cameron Smith is your leader through day number one. Shot a 62 in the opening round. 9 under par. This is Dan's favorite week of the year. Is this it? This is maybe intern Dan's best week ever?
It was. 2013 was... Yeah, it was like one of the coolest times I've ever had. Free beer and Chick-fil-A for an entire week, and I got to watch golf. It was great.
Free beer and free Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
That must be nice. Jeez, where do I sign up for that?
I mean, you might, if you want to next year, let me know. I might be able to hook you up.
We could go be interns for a day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for the week.
For the week, we could go down to Harbortown. I'd love
to
play.
We could volunteer, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? We got nothing else going on. Might as well, right? Hey, enjoy the Pistons tonight. Red Wings over the weekend. They'll be back in action against the Blackhawks tomorrow night. And, of course, the Tigers continue on game 2, 3, and 4 tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday in Oakland. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony saying so long. We'll catch up on Monday. Same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.